up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, brother. Always a pleasure on a Tuesday or Thursday, whenever this comes out.
Yeah, it always a pleasure to meet. Whenever we record for the week, it's always fun. So, and this week we got Pete. Pete, how's your week going?
Hola. My week's going well.
I see what you did. Yeah, anyway. Or is that, how do you say hello in Portuguese?
That I have no idea.
Oi.
Oi?
Oi? No, that's Yiddish. Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up, including we're going to be hitting the entire Andor series as it comes out. So, and Kate can get over herself. I have to get over Marvel. Kate can get over herself on the
Andor. Well, I just realized after last week that we liked Andor. So I'm actually not going to be mad about it.
Yeah, we did like Andor. So, this week we watched it's a documentary called Walt and El Grupo. It follows Walt and his collection of studio employees, because they weren't all artists. Matter of fact, very few of them were actually artists, but Walt and his studio employees, Mary Blair was part of them. Frank Thomas was one of them. And they went on a Goodwill tour in, I believe it was July, August, and September of 1941 to Brazil, Argentina, and Chile as basically a PR deal through the government to try and get them to back the West in the inevitable war with Germany that was coming, compared to the Nazis in the inevitable war with Germany that was coming. So, and it showed pictures, it took, interviewed people who were, interacted with it, interviewed family members, a lot of kids, a lot of daughters, especially of the group, reading letters, talking about experiences they had. And it was all in a lead up to them creating, out of this trip came Saludos Amigos and the Three Caballeros, which we will be watching in a future episode. But for this one, we are only talking about the documentary. So, for this documentary, what drew you in? What worked, for lack of a better term? What did you like about the documentary? And Pete, I'll start with you.
I liked quite a bit about this. I liked the way they set it up by letting us know what was going on with Walt and the issues at the studios. I actually wish they'd gone a little more into that, because it really was a very big time of upheaval in what he was in his career. He'd had, they did talk about a lot of success with Snow White in 1937. And then he had several movies come out that didn't do as well. He was getting cut off from Europe because of the war in Europe. So he was losing a lot of business. And then that was also a time of, so they didn't really talk about this, but socialism becoming popular in America. And so a lot of things were unionizing, and there were, if you really get into the history of it, there was a very small fraction of his workers that were being really, really pushy about unionization. And he was very angry about it, because he felt like he treated his employees very well. And he actually saw it as a betrayal. It was at this time that all this happened, and they talked about it a little bit. But the other thing I really liked is the way that they used the letters you mentioned, that they actually read letters from the different people that were on this trip I mean, it was a different, I mean, it's funny you think about, like, even when I was a kid, like, people still wrote letters a lot. You wrote letters to your family and things like that. It's not really a thing now, right? You write texts or something like that. But I was just thinking, like, 50 years from now, they'll be, here's the texts that so-and-so sent to, this was his Facebook posts. But yeah, so it was a lot of letters, and some of it was very interesting. And then I also liked the way they found people in the places that had maybe interacted with Walt and the group. And even though it was subtitled, I thought a few of those people were very interesting. So there was lots of moments that were interesting in this, I thought. What about you, Derek?
Yeah, it was interesting to see the places that they were actually were. It was interesting to, I guess I never thought about how much the Nazis were trying to get South America on their side, and it was huge. To the point of, in this, it showed that's the reason they only stayed 5 days in Chile, is Chile was, for a lack of a better term, a Nazi puppet at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't turn Walt Disney away, but Chile didn't really get much. The only factor of how Chile is in either of the two movies is that the letter from Pedro the Plane is going to a guy in Chile.
Right.
Other than that, it didn't really do much in Chile. But it's just thinking about that and having not thought about that, I wish, well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. But yeah, for me, it was some of the visuals really worked, and just thinking about some of the historical context. Kate, anything to add?
I wanted to see more of Pedro the Plane.
Wait about a month.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that was really cute.
It is.
You know, there were parts of this that I really enjoyed. I saw pictures and videos of Walt that I've never seen before. And I thought that I had seen every picture and video of Walt that existed.
And he was
a looker, man. Hello.
I'll take your word for that one. Mary Blair was not much.
I loved that they talked about what was going on with the war. I loved the part where his daughter, his daughter.
Diane was interviewed.
They were interviewing one of his daughters, yeah.
Okay. When she said that he came outside and said they bombed Pearl Harbor. Like, you don't hear about things like that anymore, especially from that generation. And so just making it very real, like with bringing what was going on in the Axis powers. I loved the shot that they did of the full stadium. And then it kind of like shifted to nobody. I really liked how they tied it with history. Confused Kate got confused a little bit because I think Confused Kate wasn't paying attention for certain spots because certain spots lost her interest. We'll get there. But I kept forgetting what year we were in. And like, I know that they were
41.
Reading 41. See, I couldn't remember. I guess I missed when they said what year it was that they went on the flight. I couldn't remember if it was like if World War II, if it was like in the 30s, like mid. So anyway, that was on me.
Yeah. So it was just before the U.S. got in the war. But obviously, right. The war was full fledged in Europe at that time.
I loved the letters. I loved when the little girl read the letters, I think of her grandmother. Loved that. Yeah, that's what I will. There were parts of this that I thought were so good.
Okay. Well, then what did you want to know more about? Pete touched on a little bit, but Kate, I'll let you start. What did you want to know more about that they talked about in this movie?
Well, I think I'm going to steal Pete's thunder here because I think Pete and I agree on this. I wanted to hear more about the strike. I wanted to hear more about that. I wanted to hear what what was the settling? I was a little confused because I know they said that like the amount of people who stayed and the amount of people who were on strike were all had to be the same, had to be laid off or something.
Yes. When the studio had to make cuts, Disney wanted to cut everyone who struck. And the agreement that the union and the government made them do was for every striking person that they cut, they had to cut a non-striking person.
Oh, yikes. So I would have liked to just hear a little bit more about that. I would have liked to have heard go a little bit more in depth about Chile being a Nazi puppet. Like, I would have liked to have heard more about what those 5 days were like. I would have liked to have had dug a little bit deeper. I know that it's not what Derek...
I think part of it is the reason there's not really pictures from it and there's not really any recordings is they weren't allowed to.
That's fine. I mean, there was enough pictures to last us 75 years. So, but then you can't tell me that they didn't talk about it or that they didn't write in some of the letters, maybe. So I would have just liked to have heard, like, we were uncomfortable there. Like, there was a feeling. I just wanted to know more about that.
I wonder if they weren't allowed to write that type of stuff.
That I'm saying that out loud, that's a good point. I loved seeing the pictures. There's so many pictures of like in the gauchos and Walt being silly and them. I liked seeing that. I do kind of wish that a little bit more historical had been tied in because that was such a huge motivator at that time. So what about you, Pete?
I think I would have liked to have known a little more about the people in the group besides Walt. I did like at the end how they kind of said who they were and what they went on to do and everything like that. But I mean, some of these people... Well,
it's amazing how many of the people did not end up staying with the company.
Right, yeah. I mean, well, I'm sure Walt Disney... as a company is like any other company. People leave all the time. I mean, he was known to be generous, but also a real taskmaster. So, you know, I'm sure not everybody liked the guy. But I think that, there's a few people there. Herb Ryman he did the first ever drawing of Disneyland, you know, and Mary Blair, I mean, they kind of mentioned it a little bit, but like her influence on the 50s and 60s Alice in Wonderland and It's a Small World and everything like that.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting to kind of go a little more into, you know, and how that, like, I one of the things I liked about that was they were kind of like, and that changed her art style, right? She went on this trip and her husband went on this trip and her husband kind of stayed with the same style, but her style going forward was changed at that point, and like how that influenced things like, you know, It's a Small World and things like that. It probably did. So that's what I would have maybe liked to have seen a little bit more about.
I want to just add a total just pin onto what you just said. I would have loved to have seen heard just a tiny bit more about that meeting that she walked in to Walt's office and basically got herself invited on this trip because her husband was going. I would have loved to have heard more about that meeting. And like, because I don't feel like, no offense, everyone who's a big Walt Disney fan, but he wasn't particularly fond of women and he wasn't particularly fond of being pushed around by women. So I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Or she would have had to make him think it was his idea.
I mean his wife was there. They didn't talk much about her, but there were only a couple women, and it's almost surprising that there were. I mean, again, it was a different time, so yeah, having Mary Blair kind of be like, I'm coming along too, and getting Walt to go along with it, he must have had a lot of respect for her.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I wanted to know more about, more about the artists. And okay, so how did all of these experiences truly turn into these two movies? How, like, when they got back to California, how did they say, okay, what was the decision point of this is what we're going to take and turn it into Saludos Amigos and the Three Caballeros? Because the movie came out in what, 41 and 44, I think?
42 and 44.
So, the first one came out very, very quickly, relatively.
Yeah. The first one, Saludos Amigos, is when we get around to watching it, it's very influenced by this. There won't be quite as much in the second one, though it's still obviously very South American influenced. Yeah.
It's also, Saludos Amigos is also only 42 minutes long. So.
And does that one only have Donald and Pancho?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Jose.
Is it Jose? I couldn't remember which one.
Pancho doesn't show up to this because I think Pancho is from Mexico.
Yes, Pancho's from Mexico.
Oh, it's Jose. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the little karaoke bird or whatever he is.
Yeah.
But that's what I would have mind is, okay, from everything you saw, first, I would have loved to see more about their trip, people's trip up to Lake Titicaca, because what they showed is basically what they end up showing in the movie.
Right.
Almost shot for shot.
Right.
But there's just a couple of those little side trips, or like the one where Walt had to go up into Uruguay for a couple of days, and there were a couple of artists that wanted to stay there and get a little bit more of the culture. What culture did they go get? So it's just, come on, Kate.
Moving right along.
Yeah, it's just a case of I would have liked a little bit more focus on El Grupo rather than Walt. So,
I don't disagree, but I felt like I had trouble keeping up with who was who, because they were bringing in children of the people that went on the trip and putting their names. And I mean, they did talk about Walt a lot, but I actually started getting confused. It's like, wait, who was this? And
that's one thing I will say. We'll go ahead and get into what drove us away. No. It's great segue. For me, when a person is on screen talking, I can't remember over the course of an entire movie who is who.
Yeah.
Good documentaries will put the name up there. If not every time they talk, every other time they talk.
Yeah.
If it's been more than like 2 minutes, they'll put the name up.
Yep.
And this one only put the name up once.
Yep. I agree. And especially it was hard because it was the children of the people. And then
several of the children, several of the ladies were all about the same age.
Right. Yep.
So the other thing for me that I didn't like, and this is just me being me, a lot of documentaries like this, I don't always super focus on the screen. And
I'm the same way.
There was enough subtitles in this that I know I missed some stuff.
Yep.
Because there was a lot of Spanish and Portuguese interviews in this, which is great. But for one, it's a documentary that relied a lot on everyone watching the screen the entire time.
Yeah.
Which can be hard to do sometimes with some documentaries.
Yeah.
So.
No, I definitely found like I had to put my phone down.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, some things you can watch, you know, we're watching Cinderella and I've seen it 50 times and like I got my phone out or whatever, but. This movie, even though I had seen it before, I still had to keep my phone down. So,
well, and Pete, you luckily gave me a heads up because I had watched the first 15, 20 minutes while I was at one of my at work today. And then I drove to where I'm staying because I'm down in Orlando. I drove to where I'm staying and then I turned it back on. And you had messaged me about watching something else. And I was like, no, I'm still trying to work my way through this. And you said, don't listen to it while you're driving. Because sometimes I'll put something on and just listen while I drive because there's so much subtitles. So I had a little bit of a heads up with that. But I would catch myself. I would catch myself looking at my Switch or looking at my phone or even just glancing around the room, not even realizing I wasn't understanding what they were saying. Oh my God. This documentary could have been 30 minutes shorter, 45 minutes shorter, if you had just taken the pictures and put them while people were talking sometimes. I didn't need the full music playing with just pictures and some videos and then paintings and then drawings and then people who I don't remember who they are. And then people, like, at least if you're going to do pictures, like, give me like little names underneath, like just to remind me who people are. I probably fast forwarded. If it started a song and I could tell that we were going to be in the song for a minute, I fast forwarded. I was like, this isn't holding my attention. The amount of times that I was like, how much time is left in this? Like, but the thing was, there were parts that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But this... Oh my gosh.
There were parts that were very draggy for sure. And I don't, it's not, and it's such filler. And then the stuff you're talking about is really filler. And the movie is an hour and like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So you don't really need filler. As you say, you could cut 20 minutes from this movie.
Yep.
You could have cut this down to a 48 minute, 1 hour TV show.
Well, yep. You could have, but I think it still needed to be maybe like an hour and 15 or something like that, hour 20. But I agree with Kate. It easily could have cut half hour out of this without even losing a lot of information, because there was a lot of moments like that. And by the last third of the movie, I found that. Because I think as we pointed out, the last third of the movie was when they got the chili and there was less information there. So that part really dragged for me. And so I, even though I enjoyed, as I say, I enjoy a lot of this movie, it does get long.
Did you all catch when they were talking about the strikes that... Did you all catch that they made a dummy of Walt Disney and hung him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I've seen that before.
See, and I had not. And I'm watching this and I literally go, did I see that correctly? Uh-huh. And so I backed up a little bit because I was like, there's no way. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, no.
They showed part of that dragon, but they didn't show the head of the dragon, which was Walt's head. Like there was this big like picket that was like 10 pickets of a dragon, but the head was Walt. And yeah, no, it was a very nasty strike.
I would love to hear more about that.
And Walt lost.
Right.
Yeah. The big super thick Walt Disney biography that has him on the front with the yellow lettering. You guys know which one I'm talking
about. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Has a big section on the strike. Okay. So if you have that, I have that as an audiobook. You have that. There is a big section on the strike in there.
Okay.
So, okay. And before we get to this last question, Gina, so go ahead and drop it down. This is my fault. Which section of watching did you find the most interesting? Was it the Brazil section? Was it the Argentina section? Or was it, I'll just put it, everything else?
Everything else.
So the chili and the before the trip?
Yeah. I will be really honest with you. I don't remember which parts were which. Like, I remember... Okay, yeah, like, it's like hard for me to remember what was what.
the first 15 minutes was them getting onto the trip. then it was about the big chunk of it was the Brazil section.
Right. It was about probably 40 minutes in Brazil.
I don't know if I would break it for me. I wouldn't break it into locations. I would break it into the historical gestures. Like I said, I thought like the strike happening and then the world plunging into a war and the Pearl Harbor comment and not being able to stay in Chile because of that. Like that was what hooked me. That had me riveted. So I don't know if that really answers the question. Pete, what do you think?
No, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Kate. I think, and it goes back to what we were all saying, which is like, I think if they put it more in context as opposed to, hey, they did this to escape all that that was going on, I think that might have been more interesting to say, here's what was going on at home while this was going on this trip. I would say for me, well, I think, as I said, it just gets long. So I think the part I liked best was like the first section when they were in Brazil.
Okay.
And, you know, about how Walt was kind of doing one thing and then the lower level people were kind of doing the separate thing and really getting to know the locals and going out and partying and everything like that. And so it was kind of neat to see that, that separation there that seemed to be part of that section of it. It didn't seem like the subsequent sections were quite as divided, like in the other segments. They were all in the same place, and I think we're doing more things together. So that was probably the part I liked the best. What about you, Derek?
For me, it was the Argentina section, just because I remember that section from the movies so well that it was nice to see some of the actual footage where they got, like, the footage of the actual gauchos that they don't show in Saludos Amigos that turned into Goofy, which, by the way, Walt hated. Walt could not stand Goofy. But
that doesn't surprise me.
And it was so that, but that's
Walt, course, Walt couldn't stand Goofy at all, or the Goofy as a gaucho
at all. At all. He was just that, you know, the Goof is what he called him. And yeah, he was not a fan at all of Goofy. So, okay. Now, this was all about the making of Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros. Did this make you want to watch Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros? Knowing that we're going to watch them anyway, did this push you a little bit more towards wanting to watch them? Kate?
Is the little airplane in Saludos Amigos?
I think he's in Three Caballeros.
Whatever the little airplane is in, that's what I want to watch.
I forget which one he's in, but yeah, he's in one of them.
And then that's the one that I want to watch.
He's in Saludos.
You could give me a full-length film just about the little airplane, and I would be a happy camper. Yes and no. It did make me want to watch it. It didn't. I've ridden the Three Caballeros enough that I like the three of them. I don't particularly need to watch.
Have you ever seen this movie, though?
I feel like yes, but I honestly don't know. But okay. I feel like yes, but I honestly don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Having seen this movie before, Saludos Amigos and Three Caballeros are not great. Neither of them are great. The best thing about them is they're short, so which makes them fairly watchable, but there's only one or two segments in each one that I would actually call like good. But watching this and then watching them, it makes the ones that aren't as good more interesting, because you kind of connect what was going on the trip with what they did in the movie a little bit more. And so I think it makes the movies more interesting doing it that way.
That's the point.
Yeah. For me, I remember the movies. Spoiler alert, I enjoy the movies. As Pete says, they're not even at all.
Yeah.
There are sections that I love and there are sections that are great. Well, get something from the fridge. But,
You love Donald, and Donald's in both of them. So
Donald is in both of them. Yes. And now I will not say I do not love all of Donald's sections. There's one section in particular of Donald's that just no. Anyway, so this didn't necessarily make me want to watch them more necessarily. I mean, I want to watch them again. And there's a reason we put them on this list on our future time out in May. But I don't honestly know. I feel like I learned a little bit from this, but I don't know how much new information was in this that I truly found interesting. Does that make sense? Because it feels yes. like because I've read some stuff about the trip that they took, and they cover it some in Saludos Amigos, the Three Copy, especially Saludos Amigos. That to me, this just kind of emphasized and expanded upon, basically gave me more pictures of what they were doing, right. essentially. So. Okay.
I don't completely agree with that. I think this does give you more context of what they were doing, in particular, seeing the letters and hearing what they were actually doing and seeing photos. And I wish there was more footage. That's the one thing. I mean, we didn't cover that in that, but a lot of still pictures, and they used motion with those still pictures to make them feel like it was a movie, but it was a lot of still pictures. And I'm kind of surprised the way Walt is that there wasn't more footage of, you know, even if it was not sound footage, but just footage of them going to
footage.
Right. But you know what I mean? But even without sound, it's still like the best stuff to me was, as Kate said, like seeing Walt with the gauchos and things like that, and seeing them with the dancers. It would have been nice to get more of that and to link it even more to the movies. But yeah, it was it's very interesting without being great.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Interestingly enough, also directed and produced by the same guy who did Frank and Ollie that we all enjoyed. So that being said, as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5 for purely Walt and El Grupo. What are you going to give it, Kate?
I'm going to give it a 2. It taught me things that I did not know, which is surprising because I think I know a lot about the Disney company and Disney's history. So I'm going to give it a 2. Pete?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give this a 2.5. I think anyone that's a fan of Disney, and especially the history of Disney, Walt Disney, I think it's worth a watch. It's not particularly rewatchable. Again, I watched it. I watched it long enough ago that we rented the DVD from Netflix. So so how long ago was it that they were still doing DVDs? I don't know.
This came out in what, 08?
08, yeah. So I probably, it has to be more than 10 years ago that I saw it. And second watch was not better than the first watch. And I don't think I'd rush for a third watch in the future. But I would recommend it to people that, again, are fans of the history of Walt Disney. I think it's something that's not talked about that much. I mean, Derek mentioned in that one book, but it's still not something that you get like out of the parks or any of the like real propaganda-y stuff that you get from Disney. It's usually kind of glossed over. So I think from that perspective, it's worth a watch. So okay. Derek.
I'm going to give this a 2. I think honestly, if people want to watch this, they should actually watch Saludos Amigos first. And if they want to know more about the trip that they took, then go watch Walt and El Grupo. Mm. That's how I would do it. Because if you just get into this, you're going to go, okay, what, why, huh, what? But I think this as a supplement to Saludos Amigos would probably be my best way to get the most out of it.
I could see that. I mean, I think to me they're complementary.
Yeah. Now that being said, it was way too long. It is not rewatchable to me. I could not go higher than a 2 on this. So,
We were kind of all in the ballpark. Yeah. I'm usually a little higher than you guys are, but, 2.5 is not a lot higher than 2.
No, it's not.
Just so. Called Derek and I Statler and Waldorf because he rate things real low.
All right. I'm looking at it right now. Do you realize that you and Pete are actually within 3/100ths on your average rating of everything we've ever rated? You average a 3.16. He averages a 3.19.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Good job, us.
I average a 2.68. So like I average a half a point lower than you guys, which is about typical.
I would have thought it was more.
Yeah, I would have thought it was more too.
Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Not very much. Number one, Captain America Brave New World will be available on digital next week. No Disney Plus release date has been announced yet.
I'm guessing probably a month or so. When does Thunderbolts come out?
May 2nd.
Then it may come out on. Okay.
I think it comes out around Memorial Day.
Okay.
I think they'll keep it away from Thunderbolts and Lilo and Stitch. And then after Lilo and Stitch comes out, they'll put it.
So they'll throw it like 1st of June-ish?
Beginning early June, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least, Disney Plus subscribers can get reduced Walt Disney room hotel rooms this summer, some as low as $99 per night.
And actually, those Disney Plus rates are, it's at a select set of hotels, but you can get it like, there's some rooms that are like 40% off. I mean, some of the rooms are a pretty good deal for that are not already reduced on other places. It's you can do like Pop, Art of Animation, Coronado, and like Saratoga or something like that. But you can get Saratoga for almost half price. Wow. Saratoga Springs for almost half price. And so there are some good deals. This is one of the first ones I have truly seen Disney Plus getting good subscribers, getting good deals that are not available to everybody else.
Wow. Surprising. So,
okay. Next week, we are doing a double show episode. First thing we're going to watch is we're going to watch Mufasa.
Say it again. Mufasa.
This is a prequel to Lion King. This basically shows Mufasa's origin and somewhat Scar's origin story.
Is it live action or is it animated?
It's live action. Well, okay. It's CGI.
Well, yeah. It's as live action as a completely computer-generated movie.
We are skating at the edge of the no-remake zone. Yeah, Kate, I will be perfectly honest. I'm with you. I'm not excited about watching this, but it was popular enough.
I would be more excited if it was straight animation.
Oh, I would watch it if it was straight animation.
Yeah. I would be more excited if it was like that.
Have you seen it, Pete?
I have not seen it. I didn't care enough to see it in the theaters. But I am interested to see it because I've heard pretty good reviews for it overall. And as you said, it's not just The Lion King.
Right.
Which I did see that. We did go to see that in theaters at the time, but my daughter's become more selective in terms of these.
Oh, good.
Now that she's an animator, she does not like the live action remakes.
I don't like the live action remakes either.
Yeah. So, whereas I will probably never watch Snow White, this I do want to see. So,
yeah. And next week, these two are going to take you through the Daredevil finale. So that is coming out it was released about 34 minutes ago.
Ooh, gotta run.
So, yeah. But I can make so many bad jokes, but since I have not seen it, I don't feel I've earned the right to.
Yeah.
Kind of in the dark. That ever
stopped you before. Oh,
just like Daredevil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I said I'm in the dark. Just like
in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the kind of jokes I will not be making next week because I have better taste. Oh, wait.
Oh, I know. Oh, that was a bad, that was a bad joke.
So no, I'm just going, I don't have better taste than that. I'll make those jokes all the time. So, so that's going to be us next week. As I said, after that, we have 4 weeks coming of Andor, but then our schedule can be pretty wide open. So if you have suggestions, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Message us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you. We've got some of our viewers going back and watching some of our old episodes. Yay. So if you've got comments to make on those, make comments on those. We see all of them. And we'll respond if you want to ask us questions. We have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, Steve, we love you. We miss you. We'll see you next week. Gina in the background. We will see everyone then. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.